Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Andrew Greenstein. The Senate is expected to vote on Bill Cassidy's health care bill today. Cassidy is sponsoring it with Idaho Republican Mike Crapo, and he says under his plan, insurance companies would no longer get health care subsidies they had been getting under the Affordable Care Act.
Instead of sending the money to the insurance company, send the money to the patient in a pre-funded health savings account.
Cassidy says since the money would go directly to the taxpayers, they are in firm control of how that money is spent for their health care needs. Starting January 4th, in order to qualify for unemployment insurance benefits, a claimant would need to complete at least 5 work search activities each week. That's an increase from the current requirement of 3. Robert Woolley with Louisiana Works says the new rule is not intended to punish an unemployed individual.
The more people look for work, the more quickly they'll become employed, and that's the whole goal, because unemployment benefits are hard to live on. In fact, they're not intended to live on.
Small businesses are a little more optimistic as 2025 gets set to give way to 2026.
NFIB State Director Leah Long says while expectations are improving, a couple factors continue to weigh small business owners down.
Labor costs remain an issue. We always talk about that the workforce. We've got to have a better skilled workforce to be able to fill these jobs.
Long says all in all, 2025 was a good year for small business, spurred by making permanent the 20% small business tax deduction at the federal level and insurance reform at the state level. She says next year she would like to see the legislature continue its work on lawsuit abuse.
Small business owners usually are the biggest ones to fall out in a lawsuit because they don't have attorneys on staff. They don't have anything like that.
I'm Andre Champagne.
Another huge Powerball jackpot is up for grabs tonight. There have been no jackpot winners since the September 6th drawing, so the estimated jackpot for tonight's drawing is $930 million. Your odds of winning? Only 1 in 292 million. Good luck. LouisianaRadioNetwork.com.